We praise you, Jesus. We glorify you, God. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your holy name. We worship you, God. We bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We forget about ourselves. We concentrate on you. And we worship you right now. Lord, open our hearts to receive tonight all that heaven has for us. Bless your people tonight. Bless their hunger. You said those who are blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. For they shall be filled. So I thank you, Lord, for touching your people tonight. Anoint their ears and hearts to hear from you. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for being with us.
Me täname sind püha vaim, et sa oled meiega koos.
And have your way.
Ja sinu taha sünnib selles paigas.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesu nime.
Your plans, your purposes, be fulfilled tonight.
Täna.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Jeesu võimsa
Amen.
Nime.
Hallelujah. Why don't you go ahead and sit down?
Istuga.
Praise God.
So Come on.
Steve, good to meet with you again tonight. That's the good thing about being filled with the Holy Spirit and being led by the Spirit.
See on hea asi, et selles mõttes, et on hea olla pühast vaimust juhitud ja täidetud püha vaimuga.
We need to be guided by the Holy Spirit.
Me peame olema püha vaimust juhitud.
We need to listen to our hearts.
Me peame kuulema oma südame häält.
Listen to the Spirit within us.
Ja siis vaimu enda sees.
I know of a pastor.
Ma tean
who dearly love.
Ma tean ühte pastorit.
And he lives in Washington State.
Kes elab Washingtonis.
And several years ago, it was a few years ago, actually.
Paar aastat tagasi.
Several years ago, I should say.
No, mitmeid aastat tagasi.
I lose track of time. He wanted to go to the Brownsville Revival in Pensacola.
Tal oli idee, et ta läheks siis Brownsville ja saaks osa sellest Brownsville järkamisest.
And many years he wanted to go to this revival.
Ja tal oli aastat ikka mõte olnud.
And what happened?
Aga mis juhtus?
At the time he decided to go to the revival,
Sellel ajal siis, kui ta oli otsustanud.
It was a pastor's meeting, conference in the church.
Brownsville'is oli siis üks pastorite konverents.
And what did he do?
Mis ta tegi siis?
He went against the promptings in his heart. His heart said, don't go.
Ta nagu läks Jumale juhatuse vastu tegelikult, et ta südames oli selline teadmine, et ära mine.
He told me the story later.
Ta kunagi hiljem rääks mul seda lugu.
He said that no matter, it was a very funny thing. He wanted to go, he knew it was a good thing to go.
Ta tahtis minna ja ta nagu teadis, et see oleks nagu hea asi minna.
But he felt a heaviness in his heart.
Aga ta tundis oma südames sellest raskust.
He felt a scratching feeling.
Ja ta tundis sellist nagu kriipivat tunneta.
The Holy Spirit was trying to warn him, tell him, don't go.
Püha vaim siis püüdis teda hoiatada, et ta ei läheks sinna.
And he pushed forward.
Aga ta surus ikkagi läbi oma asja.
Resisting that warning.
Ja seisis nagu sellele hoiatusele vastu.
Amen. It can happen to anyone, someone who's, you know, a pastor for many years. It can happen to a person who's just been saved.
Et seda võib teha keegi just päästetud saanud kristlane või pastor. Et meil kõigil on nagu see oht, et me võime minna sellele vastu.
We need to listen.
Me peame olema tähelepanelikult kuulemas. Ja Jumala häälele kuuletuma kohe, kui ta räägib. Ja olema sõna kuulelikult.
So what happened was he got into his car.
Nüüd see pastor siis läks enda autosse.
And he drove to the airport.
Ja siis ta sõitis lennuväljale.
And as he was driving, it was a very, very snowy road.
Ja kui ta siis sõitis, see tee oli hästi jäine.
And in Washington State the roads go very curvy.
Ja Washingtonis on teed tavaliselt hästi siuksed kurvilised.
And as he was driving, he lost control of the vehicle.
Ja siis ta sõitis ja ta kaotas kontrolli sõidu vahendile.
And he suffered a major accident.
Ja tal oli päris selline nagu kapitaalne õnnetus.
Now he's alive.
And praegu ta on
Thank
elus.
God.
Tänu Jumalale.
Thank God. But he was hurt.
Ta sai viga.
Amen. So this is in these days especially we need to be so tuned in.
Praegusel ajastul me peame olema hästi tundlikud.
To hear from the Lord.
Et püha vaim alt kuulda.
Amen. Because we're in perilous times. We're coming into the last days here.
Me oleme siis lõpuaegades praegu sees.
Amen. I heard of people in an underground church.
What's that?
Underground meaning, let's say in China, they don't allow Christianity.
Ma olen kuulnud selliseid inimesi põrandaalustes kogudustes nagu näiteks Hiinas.
I heard of people in communist countries.
Või kommunistlikes riikides.
That the Lord would put in their heart to go attend a service that they was not announced ahead of time.
Et näiteks Jumal paneb nende südamesse, et minna kuskil koosolekule, aga nendel nagu, noh, reaalselt seda infot tegelikult üldse ei ole, kus koosolek toimub. Ja Jumal lihtsalt juhib nad ühte kohta kokku nagu koosolekule.
That's a good thing.
Et see on hea asi.
Hallelujah.
Kas me oleme eetris või? Mõlemad või? Yeah, it's working.
Okay, it's working. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is so wonderful.
Püha vaim on imeline.
How can we live through these times without him?
Kuidas tänapäeval üldse saaks elada ilma püha vaimuta?
Without his guidance.
Ja Jumala juhatuseta.
Amen. So, let me go on. God can give you the wisdom to walk through resistance and attacks the enemy.
Jumal võib anda see tarkust kõndida läbi vastuseisust ja vaenlase rünnakutest.
The enemy has fought praying in tongues.
Ja vaenlane has fought.
Yeah, then he tries to fight.
Vaenlane püüab alati siin takistada keeltega palvetamisest.
But God's direct hotline to communicate with the saints.
See on Jumala plaan, kuidas ta saab siis pühadega suhelda.
And we know that demons can't understand at all.
Ja demonid ei mõista seda keelt, palvekeelt.
What goes on when we pray in the Holy Spirit.
Kui sa palvetad pühas vaenlas.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Okay, Maisie, go ahead. I got a lot of things to cover here, so we're going to go... Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Now many born again Christians don't pursue God.
Paljud
seek and follow.
Paljud uuesti sündinud kristlased nagu tegelikult reaalselt ei otsi ei ole otsimas Jumalat.
They don't go after his way of doing things.
Ja nad ei ole otsimas seda, et nad võiksid kõik teha Jumala tahte kohaselt.
And what happens is they come up short and they fail in many areas.
Ja nad kukuvad läbi mitmete saates.
They don't practice hearing and obeying God.
Nad ei ole praktiseerimas Jumalalt kuulmist ja talle kuulatumist.
And many of them live like the world does.
Ja päris mitmed elavad siis nagu maailma inimesed.
The Bible says we are to draw nigh to God.
Piibel ütleb, et pöörduge, tulge minule ligi.
And he'll draw nigh to us.
Ja siis tema toob teile ligi.
To seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Otsige kõigepealt Jumala riik ja tema õigust.
Seek his way of doing right.
Ja seda, kuidas tema teeks asju.
There are consequences to disobedience to living your life unregulated by God's word.
On siis teatavad tagajärjed, mis tuleb meil kanda, kui me elame elu sellisel kombel, mis ei ole nagu Jumala tahtes.
Doing nothing when God speaks to you and tells you to do something can affect you adversely.
Kui nüüd Jumal räägib midagi ja sa teed sellele vastupidi või sa ei tee seda, mis sa ütleb, siis sa saad ka vastupidised tagajärjed.
Because it's disobedience.
Sest seda nimetatakse sõna kuulmatuseks.
We know that the sins of the flesh, anger, fits, unforgiveness.
Me teame selliseid patta nagu viha ja andeksannatus.
Tobacco, alcohol.
Ja tubakas ja alkohol.
Not only take the spirit life out of you, but they also cause an early death.
Need patud siis nagu takistavad sul sellist tõeliselt head vaimu eluelamast ja viivad ka sind varem nagu surma.
Galatians 3:13 says we are redeemed from the curse of law by the blood of Jesus.
Aga Galaatia 3:13 ütleb, et me oleme vabastatud käsuneedusest.
But if we act and think and talk like the world,
aga kui me käitume nagu maailma inimesed,
we can suffer the same consequences
siis me saame osa ka nendest samadest tagajärgedest, mis nendele osaks saavad.
Amen. It's hard to hear from God when you're watching TV.
On päris keeruline tegelikult Jumalalt kuulda, kui sa oled selline kõva telekavaataja.
I was thinking about this because in America many people watch TV all the time.
Ameerikas on hästi palju inimesi, kes vaatavad kogu aeg televiisorit.
And those people who are watching TV all the time, many times they don't have vision for their life.
Ja tihti need samad inimesed, nende samad inimestel puudub visioon oma elu jaoks.
They're just floating along.
Nad lihtsalt nagu kuidagi surfavad ringi.
Amen. So it's not good, amen?
See ei ole hea olukord.
But another thing, not only are we wasting time when we watch so much TV.
Nüüd, kui me vaatame liiga palju telekat, siis me... Mitte enda raiska aega.
But you desensitize your spiritual ears to hear from God.
Aga me ka nagu tuhmistame või tuimastame oma vaimsed kõrvasid.
If you are distracted with other things all the time,
kui sul kogu aeg on mingid segajad peal,
you cannot expect to hear God.
Tegelikult sa ei saa oodata Jumala kõnet kuulmast.
To hear him clearly at least.
Hästi selgel kujul.
And on a regular basis.
Ja regulaarselt.
You have to give him the opportunity to talk to you by setting aside time to to be quiet.
Sa pead andma Jumalale võimaluse endaga rääkida, pannes kõrvale sellise kvaliteetse aja Jumalaga.
Spend time with him in the word.
Et sa veedad tema kaheka sõnas.
And in prayer.
Ja ka palves.
Now, I have seen mobile phones, I hit, you know, like, I didn't plan, I'm sorry. But anyway, who has a mobile phone?
Kellel on mobiiltelefon?
We have to watch that we don't become Marthas and slaves to our mobile phones.
Me peame vaatama, et meist ei saa mobiiltelefoni orjad.
Amen. We want to be Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus. We don't want to be so constantly distracted with
me tahame olla Mary, see Maaria, kes istub Jeesuse jalgade juures, mitte keegi, see, kes kogu aeg telefoni toru võtab.
In fact, I would encourage you, I do this at least, so you can pray about this, but if you are seeking the Lord and praying about something,
ma julgustan sind, et kui sa oled otsimas Jumalat ja palves mingi asja pärast,
turn off your mobile phone.
Siis pane oma mobiiltelefon kinni.
Amen. Turn off. You see, just turn off the telephone, don't answer the doorbell,
ja
but now the mobile phone.
Pane nagu, jah, et pane oma telefon lülita välja.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't think God will call you on the mobile phone.
Ma ei usu, et Jumal nüüd helistab sulle sisse nagu samal ajal, et ta tahab helistada sulle, kui sa oled välja lülitanud.
Amen. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, let's take a look at
that. Vaatame õpetussõnad 3 ja 6.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. All your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path.
Õpi teda tundma kõigil oma teedel, siis ta teeb su tee rajad tasaseks.
If you lean on your own understanding,
kui sa oled toetamas enda mõistusele,
you can be in trouble.
Siis sa võid tõsises vätta sattuda.
You don't know enough to avoid failure on your own.
Sa nagu ei oska ise ette näita, ohu kohti näha. Kus sa võiksid läbi kukkuda.
But when you in all your ways know and recognize and acknowledge him,
aga kui sa kõigil teedel teda tunnustad,
God rises up within you.
Siis Jumal tõuseb sinu sees ülesse.
With his wisdom he gives you the direction.
Ja tema tarkus tõuseb sinu sees ülesse, mis saab selle võidu.
When you get up in the morning and acknowledge God,
kui sa hommikul tõused ülesse ja kohe sa tunnustad Jumalat,
tell him I'm going to listen to you father.
Näiteks ütled, et ma olen kuulmas, ma tahan kuulda sinu käest isa.
I expect to hear from you today.
Ma ootan täna seda.
I don't know the answers to what faces me today, but
mul pole vastuseid. Ma ei tea, millises olukordas ma täna lähen sisse.
But I believe I'll hear from you.
Aga ma usun, et ma kuulen sinu käest.
And you know the answers.
Ja sinul on olemas ka vastused.
I'm leaning on you.
Ja ma olen toetumas sinu peale.
I acknowledge you in all my ways.
Ma tunnustan sind kõigil oma teedel.
He will direct and make straight and plain your path.
Ja siis tema teeb, juhatab sind ja teeb su tee rajad tasaseks.
Hallelujah. Let's take a look at verse 26. Hold on.
Vaatame.
Proverbs 3.
Õpetas sõnad 3 ja 26.
For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken.
Sest Issand on kõigil su teedel ja ta hoiab su jalga püünise eest.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When danger comes your way or trials or bad situations,
kui su teele tuleb siis mingi väljakutse või katsumus,
you'll be so glad that you are walking in the wisdom of God.
Siis sul on tõeliselt rõõm sellest, kui sa kõnid Jumala tarkuse.
That you can go before the throne room of grace.
Et sa võid minna armu aujari ette.
The throne of God with
Jumala trooni ette. Ja sul on kindlus.
To receive grace and help in time of need.
Et sa tead, et sa saad aati abi ja armu. Kui
because you're doing God's word.
Sellepärast, et sa oled Jumala sõna järgi käimas.
Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
Õnnistatud on need, kellel on nälge ja õiguse järgi, sest et täidetakse.
Amen. God will fill you with his spirit.
Jumal täidab sind enda vaimuga.
When you're hungry to do his will.
Kui sa oled näljane selle järgi, et teha tema tahet.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And doing his will, always being his perfect will, all the time.
Ja siis kui sa teed tema tahet, siis sa oled kogu aeg tema täiuslikult tahtes.
Hallelujah. Let's take a look at verse 32.
Vaatame.
For the forward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous.
32. Sest pööran on Issanda meelest jäle, aga õigetega on tema osadus.
Hallelujah. His confidential communion and secret counselor with the uncompromisingly righteous.
Tema selline nagu taevalik nõuanne tuleb siis nendele, kes on kompromissitult õiged.
Hallelujah. God will speak to your heart.
Jumal räägib su südamesse.
In those times with him.
Nendel aegadel, kus sa temaga veedad aega.
And these are secrets.
Ja ta räägib sulle saadusi.
These are not to be shared with everyone.
Võibolla ta räägib vahest sul sellised asja, mida sa peagi rääkima teistele või jagama teistega.
Do you remember Hezekiah? Hezekiah in 2 Kings chapter 20 verse 13 through 19.
Teise kuningate raamatus
Second Kingdom. Second Kings, chapter 20.
20. peatükk.
Praise God forever.
Ah, hiskia.
You pronounce it differently. So.
Räägib iskiast.
13-19.
Ja 13-19 selle salmini siis.
Amen. He had some visitors, the king of Babylon and so forth. People came to his house. Not his house, but you know, his palace or whatever. And he came out and he showed him all his precious things.
Ja näitasid talle igasuguseid selliseid hinnalisi asju.
Amen. And God doesn't want us to do that. To show all our riches, show everything that we have heard from God.
No, et Jumal nagu tahab, et me nagu kõik oma rikkused, mis me oleme Jumal käest kuulnud, me peame kogu aeg kohe need kõikide ette laiali laotama.
I remember many years ago.
Mäletan, et palju aastaid tagasi.
I wanted to hear from the Lord. I wanted to be led by the Spirit.
Mul oli soov, et ma saaksin, võiksin Jumalalt kuulda ja olla pühast vaimust juhitud.
And what happened was, I remember God was sharing things with me, nuggets out of the Bible.
Siis Jumal hakkas ma teatud asju näitama Biiblist.
And I would go tell people in church, oh, God told me this, God told me
ja
that.
Ja siis ma läksin kogudusse ja hakkasin rääkima inimestele, et Jumal ütles mulle seda ja teist.
And the Lord corrected me.
Ja Jumal nagu korrigeeris.
He gave me that scripture.
Ja andis mulle selle kirjakoha.
He said I was his confidante, that these were things that I'm not supposed to be telling everybody about.
Ja siis ta ütles mulle niimoodi, et need olid sellised asjad, need asjad, mida me edasi rääkisin, et tegelikult mõeldud kõigile nagu rääkimiseks.
Amen. Because he wanted to trust me.
Sest ta oli usaldanud mulle teatud asju.
Some things are to be shared with other people, some things are not.
Jumal sul räägib on sellised asjad, mida sa võid teistega jagada, aga kõik asjad ei ole.
So we're to share those things as prompted by the Lord.
Ja Jumal juhatab siin sellest, mida jagada ja mida mitte.
Amen, hallelujah. You deposit those things, write them down, hold them precious.
Osa asju tuleb võib-olla lihtsalt üles kirjutada ja nagu nii-öelda ojule panna.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. A definition of wisdom. Let's take a look at Proverbs
4:11. Õpetussõnad 4:11 tarkuse definitsiooni.
I have taught you in the way of skillful and godly wisdom, and this is the Amplified Version, which is comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God. I have led you in paths of uprightness.
Ma õpetan sulle tarkuse teed ja ma juhin sind õigeisse rööpaisse.
Did you read that, or you want to read for my... This is how it's same as what you have? Okay. Your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you shall not stumble. As you walk his path, you can expect help from the Lord.
Kui sa seal käid, siis on su samm vaba ja kui sa jooksed, siis sa ei komista.
Amen, because that's verse 12. You spend time in the word and prayer and you find out to please, how to please God.
Sa leidad aega sõnas ja palves ja sa selgitad niimoodi välja, et kuidas Jumalale meelepärane olla.
And you get to that place of hearing from him.
Ja sa siis oled seal paigas, kus sa alati kuuled.
Proverbs 18, verse 4.
Vaatame õpetussõnad 18:4.
The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook.
Sõnad mehe suust on sügav vesi, tarkuse allikas on vulisev oja.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. See, the wisdom or the revelation from God is moving. It's the Holy Spirit. It's alive.
Ilmutus Jumalalt on nagu selline voolav või... Ta on nagu vesi, mis voolab.
Hallelujah. The wellspring of wisdom coming out of your belly, coming out of your heart.
Tarkus allikas välja.
It flows, it's not stagnant.
Ta ei ole sellise seise või roiskund, ta
it's living
water. Elab.
Because you have fellowship with the Lord.
Elab vesi on seetõttu, et sul on osadus.
Hallelujah. Hearing from him, I believe, the most critical area is to have intimacy with the Lord.
Kõige olulisem element Jumalagast kuulmises on omada Jumalaga... intiimset aega.
Having continual fellowship with him.
Ja jätkuvalt kogu aeg nagu suhelda Jumalaga.
Hallelujah. Being sensitive to hearing from him.
Ja hästi olla valmis kogu aeg nagu tema nagu tundlik tema häälele.
And valuing his word.
Ja samas väärtustada tema sõna.
Hallelujah. Proverbs 4:10. Let's take a look at that.
Vaatame õpetussõnad 4:10.
Praise God forever. God is so good. God is so good. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many.
Kuula mu poeg ja võta vastu mu sõnad, siis saab sulle palju eluaastaid.
Hallelujah. You have long life when you...
Sul on pikk elu.
Praise God. Verse 18.
18.
But the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day.
Aga õigete rada on otse kui valguse paistus, mis muutub üha selgemaks, kuni päev on saabunud.
Hallelujah. Isn't that a beautiful description of what goes on?
See ei ole, jah, ilus.
As God leads you, it's a bright path, there's light.
Seal, kus Jumal sind juhatab, on nagu valgus.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet
see,
and
yeah,
a light unto my path.
Sõna on valguseks mu jalale.
Hallelujah. Jalale. Amen.
Praise God.
Entrance of thy word gives light.
Ja sinu sõna annab valgust.
Amen. And understanding to the simple.
Ja arusaamist.
Praise be to God. Patience is a power that undergirds your faith.
Kannatlikkus on siis selline vägi, mis sinu usku nagu tõstab.
And it doesn't quit.
Ja ei anna alla.
If you stay in living contact with God through His Word,
kui sa oled kogu aeg kontaktis Jumala sõnaga,
and in prayer,
ja palves,
all the powerful spiritual forces,
siis kõik vägevad vaimsed jõud,
God has given us,
mis Jumal on andnud meile,
will issue forth from your heart like a fountain.
Tulevad sust eest välja nagu allikas.
The issues of life should overflow from your heart.
Ja sinu südames siis peavad tulema elu jääd.
Amen. Let's take a look at Proverbs 4:23.
Vaatame õpetusõnad 4:23.
Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Hoia oma südant enam kui kõike muud, mida tuleb hoida, sest sellest lähtub elu.
Hallelujah. Some issues of life should overflow from your heart in such a way. Such a measure.
Su südames peab siis voolema välja sellisel mõõdul.
That nothing in the world can enter into your spirit, soul or body.
Et midagi maailmaliku ei saa sinu ihusse või siis inge või vaimu nagu siseneda.
Deposit the word in your heart.
Pane Jumal sõna enda südamesse hoiula.
Proverbs 7:1 says, My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee.
Õpetus sõnad 7:1. Mu poeg hoia mu sõnu ja pane mu käsu teeme selle tallele.
Amen. And in the Amplified translation says, for use when needed.
Ja laiendatud tõlge lisab veel, et ja kasuta siis, kui see on vaja.
So it's like you're canning the word.
See on nagu paed nagu Jumala sõna nagu konserveerid ära.
How many go berry picking during the summertime?
Nagu käin, kes käib suvel siis korjamas.
Amen. Hallelujah. So you're picking those berries?
Korjad neid marju.
And you have so many of them, you go ahead and can them.
Sul on nii palju
neid. Or you freeze them.
Konserveerid või teed nendest midagi.
And then the winter time, Christmas time?
Ja siis jõulude ajal.
New Year's?
Või aastavahetusel.
You can take those berries out and say, praise the Lord.
Ja täna on Jumalat.
And so you've deposited them, and same thing with God's word. God's word comes into you.
Varem need nagu panud hoiule ja nüüd Jumala sõnaga on samamoodi.
Hallelujah.
Saad seda võtta välja nagu vajaliku.
And at the right time it comes out.
Ja õige ajal see tuleb, Jumal toob selle ise.
For what's needed at the time.
Mis on just sellel hetkel sul vaja.
You give God something to work with.
Sellega saad nagu Jumalale materjali, millega töötada.
And you can always check. What you're getting in the spirit by the word of God.
Ja alati kõik, mis Jumal räägib su vaimu, kontrollid su läbi, siis seda siis Jumal sõna põhjal.
The more of God's word in your heart, the more you can check immediately. You know it, by the way. You have the witness.
Juba on sõna, seda kergem on sul alati asju läbi kontrollida. Kiire tunnistus tuleb kohe vaimus.
You don't have to stop every time and oh, let me look this up in the Bible.
Seda iga kord nagu hakkama meile esikult otsima viimist.
That's a good thing to do if you don't have it.
See on vajalik ja oluline asi, kui sul ei ole vastust.
If we don't take the time to get into the word and deposit it into our heart.
Kui me nagu ei võta aega selleks, et sõna deponeerida oma südamesse.
Now, we need to do this now.
Me peame tegema seda kohe
praegu. Ongoing time.
Kogu aeg.
Not only when there's problems, all the time.
Mitte ainult siis, kui meil on tohutud probleemid, siis me hakkame lugema.
Then God's wisdom won't be stored.
Siis ongi Jumala sõna saab nagu säilitatud.
To guide us and to help us when we need it.
Ja iga kord, kui on vaja, siis... Sa saad juhatuse.
Amen. Romans 10:17 says,
Rooma 10:17.
Faith comes by hearing by the word of God.
Usk tuleb kuuldust ja kuuldust tuleb Jumala sõnast.
Amen. Praise God. Let's take a look at nature. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God forever. Hallelujah. So then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Activate your faith and cause it to grow.
Aktiveeri enda uski, anna talle nagu ajendit, et kasvada.
In order to do that, you need to get the word of God planted deep into your heart.
Kuidas seda teed, sa kaevad sügavale sõnasse.
Acts 17:28 says, we live and move and have our being.
Apostlite 17:28.
According to the word of God.
Ütleb, et
not according to the world around us. In him we live and move and have our being.
Sest et tema sees me elame ja liigume ja oleme nagu ka mõned teie luuletest on öelnud, sest ka meie oleme tema sugu.
Hallelujah. So we live and move and have our being according to the word, not according to the world.
Me elame ja liigume ja oleme vastavalt sõnale, mitte vastavalt nagu maailmale.
There's a strong pressure to conform to the world's way of thinking.
Meil on alati tugev surve, et meid üritatakse panna, siis suruda sinna maailmaliku mõtte mudelisse.
But the world's way of thinking is opposite to God's way of thinking.
Aga see läheb Jumala mõtteviisiga konflikti.
So we keep the word in our heart and before our eyes.
Sellepärast peab hoidma Jumala sõna oma silmes ja südames.
God's word, his wisdom, will help.
Tema sõna ja tarkus aitab meid.
And with the help of the Holy Spirit.
Ja püha vaim tuleb meile appi.
Will keep us from being deceived.
Ja hoiab ära nagu, et selle, et me saaksime petetud.
The Spirit of God is a spirit of truth.
Jumala vaim on tõe vaim.
John 16:13 tells us.
Johannese 16:13 räägis seda.
He comes to live in us and teach us the truth.
Ta tuleb meie sisse, elama.
And the truth is all he will teach us.
Ja tõde on siis kõik, mis ta meil räägib.
It is favor of God, his grace, that teaches us to live righteously. Righteously.
Jumala arm on see, mis õpetab meid elama Jumala õiguses.
To think like God.
Ja mõtlema nagu Jumal ja käituma nagu Jumal.
And to say no to sin.
Ja ütlema vatule.
And worldly lust.
Ja ilmalikele himudele.
Amen. Hallelujah. Titus 2:11-12 tells us.
Tiituse 2:11-12.
The grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world.
So what was the number?
Titus 2:11-12.
Oh, see on Tiituse 2 ja siis need salmid 11:12. Ja Jumala arm on ilmunud päästvana kõigile inimestele. Ja kasvatab meid, et me öeldes lahti Jumala kartmatusest ja ilmalikest himudest, elaksime praegusel ajal mõõdukalt ja õiglaselt ja Jumala kartlikult.
Amen. Hallelujah. Proverbs 16:3. Let's take a look at that.
Vaatame õpetussõnad 16:3.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. Praise be to God. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established.
Veerata oma tööd issanda peale ja su kavatsed lähevad korda.
Amen. Now another translation amplifies says, roll your works upon the Lord.
Laiendatud tõlge ütleb, et veerata oma tööd issanda peale.
Commit and trust them wholly to him.
Pühenda ennast täielikult talle ja usalda teda.
He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable to his will.
Siis ta põhjustab selle, et sinu mõtted on kooskõlas tema mõtetega.
And so shall your plans be established and succeed.
Ja sinu plaanid lähevad korda.
This is the key to direction, receiving direction from God.
See on võti saamaks juhatust Jumalalt.
You have to fully commit and trust him.
So täielikult ennast pühendama talle ja täielikult teda usaldama.
It's an attitude of walking in trust.
See on üks suhtumine, et selline suhtumine, et sa usaldad Jumalat.
First Peter, hoiak. Let's take a look at First Peter.
Vaatame esimese Peetruse.
Hallelujah. 5:7.
Ja vaatame 5:7.
Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you.
Heitke siis kõik oma mure tema peale, sest tema peab poolt teie eest.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you roll the care on him.
Sa siis heidad selle temale.
And you expect your thoughts to be agreeable to his will.
Ja sa samas ootad, et sa saad vastu selle, et sinu mõtted on tema tahtega kooskõlas.
Then he will cause your thoughts to become agreeable to his will.
Siis ta põhjustab selle, et sinu mõtted on tema tahtega kooskõlas.
And your plans will be established
and succeed. Ja tähendab, et su plaanid saavad korda.
Amen.
Osaliseks.
Roll the care on him. Don't worry.
Ja kui sa paned Jumala peale, heidad oma mured, siis ära enam edasi muretsa.
Amen. So you're living for God, you're totally sold out to Jesus.
Sa elad Jumalale ja sa oled täielikult siis Jumalale välja, Jeesusele välja.
For this to work, amen.
et see hakkaks tööle.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be to God. Living a godless life, you can't expect your thoughts to become agreeable to God's thoughts.
Kui sa elad jumalatud elu, siis sa ei saa seda oodata, et sinu mõtted on jumala mõtetega ja tahtega kosklas.
Amen, hallelujah. Let's take a look at Proverbs 20, verse 5.
Vaatame õpetussõnad 20 ja 5.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep waters, but a man of understanding will draw it out.
Nõu on mehe südames nagu sügav vesi, aga arukas mees oskab seda ammutada.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Counsel is wisdom applied to a certain situation. Counsel is wisdom.
What's that?
Okay. Counsel is in the heart of man is like deep waters, but a man of understanding will draw it out. That's the verse.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So counsel from God is wisdom applied to a certain situation.
Siis see nõu on tarkus, mis on saadud Jumala käest mingi konkreetse olukorra lahendamiseks.
And the only one who can draw out the counsel of God.
Ja ainuke, kes oskab selle nõu, siis nagu oskab selle välja ammutada.
Which is living waters coming from a deep well.
Need on siis need elavad jõed, mis tulevad sügavast allikast.
Is the Holy Spirit.
On püha vaim.
Our counselor.
Ta, sest on minusta.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's also our spirit of understanding, spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Ja ta on arusaamise ja mõistmise vaim.
You got it all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Holy Spirit knows all mysteries.
Ta teab kõiki saladusi.
That's unrevealed counsel.
Ja ta teab ka sellised nagu
knowledge and wisdom.
Ta teab miks nagu sellised paljastamatud, veel paljastamatud asju
of the kingdom.
Kuningriigi asju.
So you pray in the Holy Spirit.
Ja palvetad pühas vaimus.
1 Corinthians 14:2 tells us you pray in the Holy Ghost.
Korintuse 14:2.
You're praying in tongues.
Sa palvetad keeltes.
You're praying mysteries to God.
Sa palvetad suure salasi asju.
But the spirit of counsel and the spirit of revelation come forth and you get the counsel through praying.
Ja Jumala nagu selline nõuane tuleb esile sinu jaoks.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. One way you receive that at least is to be totally filled with the Holy Spirit.
Üks viis siis seda nõu saada on täis olla kogu aeg püha vaimu täielikult.
And as you pray in the Holy Spirit, God will give you interpretation, God will show you things.
Sa palvetad vaimus, Jumal võib anna sulle ka keelte tõlgitsuse ja võib sulle näidata asju.
Amen. John 7, let's take a look at that.
Vaatame Johannes 7.
In the last day, verse 37.
7:37.
That great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Aga pühade viimasel suurel päeval seisis Jeesus ja hüüdis valjusti. Kellel on janus, see tulgu minu juurde ja joogu. Kes usub minusse, nagu ütleb kiri, selle ihust voolavad elava veejõed.
Hallelujah. So the rivers of living water, that's our counsel coming up.
Ja elav veejõed on siis nagu see nõu, mis tuleb voolab välja, see nõu anna.
We're in the presence of the Lord.
Kui sa oled Jumala ligi olus,
we receive clarification from God.
Sul tuleb selgus.
Our eyes are opened up.
Ja silmad lähed lahti.
Deception has to take off.
Igasugune pettus peab ära
kaduma. Cloudiness and confusion take off.
Segadus peab ära kaduma.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And it's a living waters. That means it's alive. It's not old things. It's new things coming forth.
Elavad veed tähendab seda, et ei tule vanad asjad esile, vaid tuleb uued asjad.
Let's take a look in 1 Corinthians 2.
Vaatame 2 Korintuse 2.
And verse 7.
1 Korintuse 2.
But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God hath ordained before the world unto our glory.
2.7, vaid me kõneleme Jumala saladusse peidetud tarkusest, mille Jumal on ette määranud meie kirkuseks enne ajastuid.
Hallelujah. These things have been freely given to us by God.
Need asjad on meile vabalt antud, siis tasuta Jumala poolt antud.
take a look at verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
2:12, aga me ei ole saanud maailma vaimu, vaid vaimu, kes on Jumalast, et me võiksime teada, mida Jumal meile armust kingib. Seda me siis ka räägime mitte inimtarkuse õpetatud sõnadega, vaid vaimu õpetatud sõnadega, võrreldes vaimsed asju vaimsetega.
Hallelujah. The wisdom of God is deep waters.
Jumala tarkus on sügavad veed.
The fountain of living water.
Elava vee allikad.
Hallelujah. And often it's a mystery to the mind.
Ja päris tihti see võib olla meie nagu mõtlemise või ajuks üks suur nagu müstika.
But Jesus said, this living water shall come forth by the Holy Spirit.
Jesus, et püha vaimu abil, see tuleb esile.
Hallelujah.
See elava vesi.
Hallelujah. Sometimes we, and how is that? We pray in the Holy Spirit. We pray in the Holy Spirit.
Me palatame pühas vaimus.
1 Corinthians 14:2 again.
1 Corinthians 2.
Yeah. As we pray in the Holy Spirit, things open up.
Ja siis asjad avanevad.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we're praying God's perfect will at the same time.
Ja samal ajal sa palutad Jumala täiuslikku tahet.
Glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. And not only that, but let's take a look at Jude 20.
Vaatame Juuda 20.
I have an amplified Bible with me. Let's take a look at that.
Teie aga armsad olles rajanud endid oma kõige pühamale usule ja palvetades pühas vaimus.
Jude 20, okay. But you, beloved, build yourselves up, founded on your most holy faith, make progress, rise like an edifice, higher and higher, pray in the Holy Ghost, guard and keep yourselves in the love of God, expect and patiently wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, which will bring you into life eternal.
Okay, Lions tõlge ütleb siis, et aga teie armsad ehitage ennast üles rajake ma pühas usus. Näidake üles edu ja tõuske kogu aeg kõrgemale ja kõrgemale, palvetades pühas vaimus. Valvake ja hoidke ennast Jumala armastuses, oodake kannatlikult Issand Jeesu Kristuse armu, mis toob teile igavese elu.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we build up our most holy faith by praying the Holy Spirit.
Me ehitame ennast ühes pühas vaimus.
So when God speaks to our hearts,
kui Jumal räägib see südamesse,
and it's a fresh revelation from heaven,
ja see on värske ilmutus päevas,
our mind is not going to refuse it.
Ja siis kui sa käimas nagu vaimus, siis su meeled hakka sellele vastu sõdima.
And try to talk us out of it.
Ja siin sellest välja rääkima.
Amen, but our mind will be conformed, amen.
Vaid need kohe nagu kohanduvad sellega.
By God's word.
Jumala sõna, räägitud sõnaga.
Amen, our faith will be strong to receive that revelation.
Ja on nagu siis nii kõrgel, et
and
ilmutustesse vastu võtta ja selle põhjal käituda.
Amen, hallelujah. Sometimes we have situations in our hearts that we are able to grasp.
Vahel meil on siis mingid olukorrad, millest me pole võimesed aru saama.
In our own understanding.
Oma enda siis mõistuse või aru saamisega.
But more often than not, there are times we have situations and desires.
Aga või on siis sellised nagu igatsused.
That we can't grasp.
Just me ei saa nagu aru.
And we need to help the Holy Spirit.
Ja siis püha vaim peab meid aitama.
We need to help the Holy Spirit's words.
Meil on vaja tema sõna.
So Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 14,
1 Corinthians 14:15,
what is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also.
Paulus ütles, et kuidas siis nüüd? Ma tahan palutada vaimus, aga tahan palutada ka mõistusega. Ma tahan laulda vaimus, aga ma tahan laulda ka mõistusega.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, praise be God. Okay. Hallelujah. As we seek God and give him place in our thoughts,
kui me otsime Jumalat ja anname talle oma mõtetes nagu ruumi,
he puts his thoughts on the inside of us.
Siis ta paneb oma mõtted meie sisse.
Then his thoughts rise up from our spirit. for our heart.
Tema mõtted tõusevad üles meie vaimust ja südamest.
Into our mind.
Meie mõtetesse.
Amen. If you wonder whether the thoughts you think are yours or his,
kui sa mõtled, et kas sul on Jumala mõtted või sinu mõtted,
pay attention to your heart.
Siis järge oma südant.
Down deep.
Sügavalt.
Inside of you.
Enda sisemus sügavalt.
Something will let you know his thoughts from yours.
Ja sa saad aru, et millal on need sinust või Jumalast.
Amen. Don't make a major decision if you have uneasiness.
Ära tee nagu mingit suurt otsust, kui sul on selline
in your heart.
Mitte hea, täielikult hea tunne.
Amen. On the issues of life,
sest et
I want peace in my heart. Issues of life, every detail of life. I want peace in my heart. Okay. No. Okay. On daily affairs, we want to have peace. What we're doing.
Igapäevaselt me tahame saada rahu südamesse.
And on critical issues that could change the course in your life.
Ja samuti sellistes nagu kriitilistes situatsioonides või murdepunktidel, otsustavatel hetkedel, kus siis võivad nagu määratama elu suunda.
You want to have more than peace.
Sa saad rohkem kui rahu.
You want to have positive assurance to confirm that way is right.
Sa tahad, et sul on positiivne veen. 3:15. Praise God forever.
And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, the one which to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the words of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Why don't you just read verse 15?
Ja teie südames valitsegu Kristuse rahu, millesse te olete kutsutud ühe ihuna, ja olge tänulikud.
That was quick. If you don't have peace about the step you're about to take,
kui sul ei ole rahu selle sammu suhtes, mida sa hakkad tegema,
don't do it.
Siis jäta see tegemata.
Spend time praying in the spirit about it.
Ja veeda aega Jumalaga, et palvetada siis vaimus selle olukorra pärast.
Allow the Holy Spirit to give you the utterance.
Ja luba pühal vaimul anda see tunnistus.
Pray about it.
Ja palveta.
Hold it before the Lord.
Ja pane see asi Jumala ette.
Until you know the right thing to do.
Kuna sa tead, kuni sa tead, mis on see õige asi teha.
If there's no peace about it,
kui sul rahu ei ole,
hold off and wait till you know for sure what to do.
Natuke oota veel, kuni sa tead kindla veendumuse.
God's not in a hurry.
Sest Jumalal ei ole nagu kiire asjadega.
He doesn't say, do it quickly. What's that word, Vera?
Quickly. Tee kähku, tee kähku.
How many know we can make haste waste, amen? Haste makes waste. If you try to do something real quick, you can make mistakes.
Et kui sa hakkad nagu rapsima, siis sa võid teha vigu.
Amen. But on the other hand, God tells you to move quickly, as in John 12, I shared that before. Let's take a look at John 12.
Teisest küljest Jumal võib ka kiiresti neid vähest tõhutada.
Let's take a look at that.
Tegema
asju. Quickly, we were hearing that on the bus today. Quickly. Have to give a song on that. Okay, John 12 says, verse 35 and 36.
Johannes 12 ja...
Then Jesus said unto them, verse 35 and 36 of John 12. Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus and departed and did hide himself from them.
Jeesus ütles neile, valgus on veel pisut aega teie seas. Käige, kuni teil valgus on, et teid tabaks pimedus. Kes käib pimeduses, ei tea, kuhu ta läheb. Uskuge valgusesse, kuni teil valgus on, et te sünniksite valguse lasteks. Seda rääkis Jeesus ning lahkus ja peitis enda nende eest.
So as we're saying, God's not in a hurry, okay, and we want to have perfect peace about what we're to do.
Nüüd Jumal on selles mõttes nagu ei kiirusta, meil peab olema rahu asjade suhtes, mis me teeme.
But God is leading you to do something and he tells you to move quickly, urging you to do it.
Aga kui samas, kui Jumal juhib sind midagi tegema ja tal on nagu sellega nagu õhutab sind, et see ei ole nagu piisavalt aega või noh, nagu
venitada. Walk while you have that light. Go ahead and act on it.
Mine kõnni, tee seda, kuni sa tunned, et see valgus on selle asja peal.
Amen. Or else if you miss the timing of the Lord, fear can come in.
Kui sa paned Jumala ajastus mööda suu peale, võib tulla irm.
And you can get talked out of it.
Ja siis sa lihtsalt kurat räägib su välja.
And you can miss that divine appointment. You can miss that.
Ja sa paned mööda selles taevalikus nagu...
That timing that God has given you to do.
Jumal on tegelikult sulle annud teha.
The leading of the Holy Spirit is an unction or an inner witness.
Pühavaimu juhtimine on õhutus, sisemine tunnistus.
We have to look inside our spirit.
Me peame vaatama oma vaimu.
And see what the Spirit of God is telling us to do.
Ja mida Jumal siis tahab, et me teeksime.
That inner witness or inner unction is not a strong, powerful voice.
See sisemine tunnistus või õhutus ei ole selline nagu... tugev, vägev nagu selline nagu hääl.
It's not a powerful voice that knocks you out of bed in the morning.
Kes nagu sind ajapoodist välja hommikul.
And says, you have to do this.
Ütleb, et sa pead seda tegema.
This is God. Wake up. You gotta do this.
Jumal on siin, et ärka üles ja sa pead seda tegema.
It doesn't do it that way. Sometimes God speaks in an audible voice, but that
Vast
method...
räägib audio aega.
But that method of divine communication is rare.
Aga mitte väga tihti.
In everyday life, most of the time you'll be led by the inner word.
Igapäevastes olukordas sa oled ikkagi juhitud sisemisest tunnistusest.
When you order your life according to the word of God, you'll find that most of what God has laid out for you to do,
kui sa paned oma alistad ennast Jumala sõnale oma elu,
are things that you desire to do.
Ja siis sa avastadki, et need ongi need asjad, mida sa tegelikult igatsend teha.
God creates a desire in you.
Sest Jumal paneb selle igatsuse sisse.
Philippians 2:13. Let's take a look at that.
Philippians 2:13.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
2 ja 13.
Praise God. The cat is here. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Did you try that outfit on?
Uh-oh.
Philippians 2:13 says, For it is God which works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
Sest Jumal on see, kes siis tegutseb, et te tahate ja toimite tema hea nõu kohaselt.
And an amplified Bible says, It is God who is all the while effectually at work in you.
Ja laiendatud tõlge ütleb, et it's all the while.
All the while effectually at work in you, energizing, creating in you, The power and desire.
See on Jumal, kes nagu töötab teie sees, andes teie energiat ja luues väga ja andes oma igatsused.
Both to will and to work for his good pleasure.
Selleks, et need töötasid nagu tema meele heaks.
And satisfaction and delight.
Ja rahuloluks ja delight.
Delight.
Same. Okay. Sama, mis meile ja.
And you know, Psalm 37 tells us, when you delight yourself in the Lord, he gives you desires of your heart.
Siis õpetus, laulude raamatus räägib, et kui sa annad ennast isendale, siis ta täitab su südame igatsused.
When you walk with God, your desires will normally flow with.
Kui sa kõnnid Jumalaga, siis sinu igatsused voolavad koos Jumala igatsustega.
Not against.
Mitte vastu sellele.
His desires.
Tema igatsustele.
He'll speak a thought in your heart.
Ta räägib su südamesse mingi mõtte.
It will be as if he turned his light on the situation.
Ja siis ta nagu oleks pööranud nagu oma valguse selle olukorra peale.
You'll think, wow!
Ja sa tunned, et äkki sa näed, et...
Why didn't I think of that before?
Et mõtled, et kuidas ma enne selle peale ei tulnud.
That's the answer!
Et see ongi see vastus.
Most of the time, God's thoughts that come up from your spirit to your mind...
Enamus ajast siis Jumala mõtled, mis tulevad su vaimust, su pähe...
Are pleasant thoughts.
On meeldivad mõtled.
You'll know that they are right.
Ja sa tead kohad, need on õiged asjad.
And you'll think that sounds good to me.
Ja sa mõtled, et see tundub päris hea.
That's a great idea.
Idee.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord forever. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts to the which also you are called in one body and be ye thankful.
Ja teie südames valitsegu Kristuse rahu, millest te olete kutsutud ühe ihuna. Ja olge tänulikud.
Amen. Be ye thankful. That's the key.
See tänulikus on
mitte. To flowing with God.
Et Jumalaga voolata koos.
Keep praising the Lord.
Ja jätke Jumala tänamist.
If you let little things irritate you all the time, it's hard to hear from the Lord. And to hear what He's saying in your spirit. When God's peace is not ruling in your life, when the anointing is not raining in your life.
Ja võidmine ei nagu ei saa nagu vihma su elus.
When Christ's reign is not maintained.
Ja kui kesetegi.
Okay, so I read should start over again. When God's
Okay. Kui võidmine ei valitse su elus.
Okay. When Christ's reign is not maintained, you can't be stirred up about some outside circumstance, in other words.
Kui Jumal ei ole kogu valitsemas, siis sa ei suuda nagu nendest väljast tulevatest olukordest üle olla.
If God's peace is not ruling your life, and the anointing doesn't reign in your life, did you get that all?
Yeah.
Okay, when Christ's reign is not maintained.
Yeah.
Okay, if that happens, you'll be stirred up about all these little irritations in your circumstances.
Ja kui see juhtub, siis sa igasuguste olukordade läbi nagu kõrval juhtida.
And the enemy is in charge of circumstances. He loves to throw circumstances at you.
Ja siis vaenlane on kontroll ja talle meeldib igasuguse olukordese vastu kasutada.
That's all we need to say in the spirit.
Sellepärast sa pead vaimus püsima ja vaimus kõndima.
Be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Ja oleme vaimu täis.
Amen. We're seated in heavenly places.
Me oleme
with Christ Jesus.
Taevases olukordades Jeesuse Kristusega.
So see the things like they're small, they're no big deals in the spirit.
Ja vaimus ei ole tegelikult mingi asi liiga raske.
Amen. Hallelujah. But if you're stirred up about the outside circumstances,
kui välised olukorrad suudavad sind mõjutada,
it'll be difficult to hear what is in your spirit.
Siis sa oled nagu suur valjut kuulda, mis su vaimus tegelikult Jumal räägib.
Amen. When you maintain a thankful, grateful heart,
kui sul on tänulik süda,
it's so much easier to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying down in your spirit.
Siis on hästi kerge kuulda, mis püha vaimse südame põhjas on rääkimas.
God has done so much for us.
Ja Jumal on nii palju teinud meile.
And we should be grateful to Him.
Et mille eest tänulik olla.
For the rest of our lives.
Sest ülejäänud elu.
Even if He doesn't do another thing for us.
Isegi kui ta ei tee enam mitte midagi meile.
But He's in the business of blessing us, amen.
aga tegelikult ta...
And He never stops blessing us.
Tema huvi kogu aeg meid õnnistada ja mitte peatuda selle juures.
So maintain a thankful heart.
Siis ole alati tänuliku südamega.
Focusing on all He does for us.
Ja et sul oleks kogu fookus selle peal, mis ta sinu jaoks nagu
teeb. Don't focus on the little frustrations of life.
Mitte mis nagu kulat on tegemas.
Fight to keep your peace.
Ja võitle selle eest, et sa võiksid kogu oma rahu säilitada.
Amen. Make it that peace that you have makes it easier to hear from God.
See rahu, mis sul on, aitab sul Jumalat kergemini kuulda.
And it keeps your body healthy as well.
Ja samuti hoiab ka sul ihu tervena.
You know about that? Right emotions cause healing in your body.
Õiged emotsioonid põhjustavad ka nagu füüsilist tervist.
But bitterness, anger, envy,
they
cause sickness.
Need põhjustavad haigust.
In fact, some arthritis and some disease, autoimmune diseases they have discovered have to do with emotions.
Ja päris mitmed
diabetes,
artriit ja siis suhkruhaigusel on ka seos, on uuritud, et on seos emotsionaalselt küljega nagu elus.
Don't let the world or people or irritation steal your peace and joy.
Ära lase nendel ärritajatel varastada oma rõõmu ja rahu.
Don't allow thoughts of fear, doubt, unbelief and worry.
Hirmu ja kartuse ja uskmatuse mõtted tulla.
Amen. Let's take a look at Psalm 34.
Vaatame laulud...
And we're going to take a break right after
34, that. 34, yes.
Hallelujah. God is so good. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Verse 14.
34,
verse 14.
34:14.
Hallelujah. Did you get that right? 34:14. Do you have the right one? In the psalm, sometimes things are a little different.
Maybe 15
or 13?
14. Okei, see on Eesti keeles piiblis 15. Hoidu kurjast ja tee head, otsi rahu ja nõuaste taga.
Hallelujah. And let's take a look at Hebrews 12, verse 14.
Ja vaatame Hebrea 11 ja 14.
I think I'm breaking my promise here. Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord.
Hebrea
Hebrews
12, verse 14. Taotlege rahu kõikidega ja pühitsust, milleta keegi ei saa näha issandat.
Amen. God wants you to follow peace, follow holiness.
Järgite pühadust ja rahu.
God's way is holiness.
Jumala viis on alati pühadus.
Be holy, Peter said.
Sa vaatid, olge pühad.
And that means you can be.
Tähendab, et sa saad ka seda olla.
Hallelujah. His way of doing things are righteous.
Tema viis asju teha on õiguse viis.
Amen. One more scripture.
Üks kirjakoht veel.
Friar's evangelist was speaking before, so... Romans 14:19.
Rooma 14:19.
Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another.
Nii siis taotlegem seda, mida on vaja rahuks ja üksteise üles ehitamiseks.
Hallelujah. So we want to edify one another, build each other up.
Üles ehitada.
Not talk about gossip, not talk about
negative
things. Follow after peace. Amen.
Ja olla rahu järgijad.
Praise God.
Rahu järgijad.
God is peace. Amen.
Jumal on rahu.
Amen.